Hello and welcome to the Trivia with Friends podcast, a podcast where I invite my closest friends and ask them trivia questions to see just how smart they really are. This is the 10th episode of Trivia with Friends. I'm your host, Quizmaster Bill Murawski. During this special episode, I'll ask 10 questions. That's right, 10, with categories all relating to the wonderful world of Disney. Play along at home or in the car or wherever you're listening to this. See if you're smarter than my friends. Follow us on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast and tell us how you did. Today, we are still recording on location in Charlottesville, Virginia. Joining me today are three of the biggest Disney fans I know, my wife, Rachel, her best friend, Sarah, and my seven-year-old daughter, Lucy. How are you guys doing?
Good.
You ready for some trivia?
Let's
do it.
All right. Did you guys come with a Disney-themed trivia name?
Of course.
Yep.
Walt Quizney.
Can you do that again one more time?
Walt Quizney.
All right, well, I've got 10 trivia questions for you. The first category is short films.
Ooh.
What is Disney's shortest feature film at just 64 minutes long?
It's got to be one of the older ones. I feel like those were always shorter than some of the newer ones, which are like over an hour. How long did you say it was?
64 minutes.
64
minutes. Okay. I would think it's one of the, like, true originals. I wonder if it would be the original Snow White, because it was such a risk for them to make a full-length animated feature, and I wonder if they would have made it shorter intentionally so that if people didn't like it, they didn't have to, like, sit through an hour and a half.
True. Snow White did come to mind. For some reason, Bambi popped in my head, too. I just feel like... That was kind of a short, or Dumbo, I don't know. Is it a princess one? Or do we think it's...
I think Bambi is a good guess, too, because the story is not very complex. Like, it's basically a deer growing up in the forest and learning that hunters are bad and that the forest can burn down.
Yeah. I just can't see that one being an hour and a half long.
Yeah. I can't imagine what they would... I watched that one recently.
Do you have any thoughts, Lucy, on an old Disney movie that might not have been as long?
No.
Okay, helpful. I think it's either Snow White or Bambi for some reason.
Yeah, I think those are our two best guesses. Are you leaning toward one or the other?
No.
I think it's Bambi.
You think Bambi?
Okay.
Going with Bambi?
We're going with Bambi.
Bambi is incorrect. The correct answer, you mentioned it and then skipped over it, was the first and only protagonist in Disney animated movie.
That didn't talk.
Did not have any spoken dialogue. Dumbo is the correct answer.
We were close.
Dumbo was supposedly Walt Disney's favorite film from his studio. The film's distributor, RKO Radio Pictures, actually had some problems with releasing a 64-minute feature film. Tried to persuade Walt Disney to either cut it to a short subject length or extend it to at least 70 minutes or have it be released as a B picture. Disney, however, stood his ground and released it as an A picture as intended. Actually, it was made to recoup the financial losses of Fantasia, which it did. It was very deliberate in its simplicity. And the economy for the Disney studio. We are going to question number two. This is about Disney princesses.
Ooh.
Lucy, who's your favorite Disney princess?
Belle.
You like Belle?
Good choice.
Very good choice.
My favorite as well.
I think we all three share that.
All right. Who are the only two Disney princesses to have siblings?
Oh, so
what do you think, Liz?
So in Ariel 2, she has a kid.
Well, not a kid, a sibling, like a brother or sister.
Oh.
So who has sisters or brothers?
I don't know.
You're on the right track, though, because mm-hmm. Ariel does have a lot of sisters. Mm-hmm. I think there's 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then Merida has 3 brothers because they turn into bears.
My question is, though, Merida, I know, is in the canon of Disney princesses, but I don't know if she actually is considered a princess.
She is.
Because Anna and Elsa are sisters.
Right.
And Anna's a princess.
Yes, but they're not in the official Disney princess lineup because it's a marketing technique. So Anna and Elsa sell plenty of merchandise on their own, so they don't need to be added to the lineup to sell more merchandise.
But I don't think this is a merchandise question. I think it's just like the Disney princesses, right? Or is this like the Disney princess line of characters?
Because there's some that are left out. The Disney princesses. Are we getting too technical?
You're getting too technical. I'll tell you, you have the answer correct. It is Ariel from Little Mermaid and Merida from Brave.
Why not Anna and Elsa?
They are not. That's a good question.
They are siblings and they are princesses.
They must not be in the Disney canon of princesses.
They do market them separately as their own Frozen thing because it was such a big hit. But, I mean, she is a Disney princess.
True. Well, Anna is. Elsa's queen.
Well, she got... Well, Anna's queen now. Spoiler alert.
I didn't see it.
So sorry, everyone.
Well, there,
you should have seen it by
there's
now.
There's your reasoning, then.
I guess, technically.
If they're both queens.
If they're being asked recently.
Yeah. Brave, and Merida's siblings are Hamish, Hubert, and Harris. Mm-hmm. And Little Mermaid, I almost add this as a bonus question for you guys. Could you name any of the 6?
Ooh. Athena.
They're all like Aqua, yeah. Aquarina. I don't know them. Sing, they're weird names.
They sing the song at the beginning because it's like, yeah. We are the daughters of Triton.
Yes.
And then they have to introduce themselves. And I definitely remember Athena. And I want to say maybe like Aquila is one of them.
No. Athena? Athena is who you're thinking of.
Athena.
Alana, Adela, Aquata, Arista, Andrina, and then obviously Ariel.
I would have failed that question miserably.
No wonder the movie's about Ariel. She's the only one you can pronounce.
True.
All right. We're going to go back to Disney films. What was Disney's first film to be released after Walt's death in 1966?
Bambi, Dumbo, Fantasia. I want to say, would it be Cinderella?
I wouldn't think so, because I would think it would have to be after Sleeping Beauty, because he designed Disneyland, and that has Sleeping Beauty Castle.
This is true.
And he started the plans for Disney World, and that has Cinderella's Castle. So I think he must have been alive when those were released.
And he also
has a favorite piece of animation in Cinderella.
Which is Cinderella when her dress transforms.
Yes.
Okay, good points. All right, so... I mean, usually we typically think princess movies, but it could be... not a princess movie, too.
Yeah. Like I'm wondering...
Because a Mickey something?
Mm-hmm. Because Walt Disney died while they were still building Disney World. And then the Disney Renaissance was not until...
Like the 90s.
Like... I think it started with The Little Mermaid in 1989. So it would maybe be something in the interim, like An American Tale or The Great Mouse Detective or something like that. Maybe Fantasia. Well, no. Because we already discussed Fantasia in the Dumbo
question. When was Peter Pan?
Oh, that's a
good I'm trying to go through the parks right now and see what rides there are and what movies they... Because there's just so many Disney movies to sort through.
What year did Peter Pan come out?
All right. Again, I feel like we think princess movies a lot, but it could be like another genre of movies as well, not necessarily a princess movie.
Yeah. And I
in the 60s.
I feel like there were sort of like the three first princesses. And I want to say all three were released in his lifetime. So that would mm-hmm. be Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't do princesses for a long time.
Really, the really, like until 80s, 90s, yeah, is when a lot of the rest of them came out, like Belle and Jasmine and Ariel and all those. So what were some of those movies in the in-between? I mean, Robin Hood is an older one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely Robin Hood. There was Great Mouse Detective, An American Tale.
An American Tale, I think, was later, too. I remember growing up watching Fievel.
Yeah, I definitely think that was closer to
Winnie the Pooh's been around forever, I feel like. Or mm-hmm. they've just done so many iterations of it. I'm not sure when that started, though. Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm. When was 101 Dalmatians? Is that more like one of the originals?
No. I think it was older than the 60s. I don't know. The animation style, though, is a little different. I feel like that one's older, though.
It feels older to me, but I can't figure out if that's because it was released earlier or if it's because it's set in... I feel like it's set in, like, the 20s or the 30s, maybe?
Yeah, the fashions in it are definitely older. I don't know. Is there one that you're leaning towards?
Not really.
I feel like Robin Hood's kind of a good guess. Like, that's definitely an older one. But I could definitely see it coming out after his death.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can get behind that as our answer.
I don't feel confident. I'm pretty sure we're going to get buzzed, but...
Yeah.
We're going to go with Robin Hood. That is incorrect. Oh. Robin Hood was 1973. Oh. The Aristocats, 1970. But in 1967, a little young boy in his journey in the jungle...
Oh, Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book.
I totally did not even think of that.
First released after Walt's death. All right, well, we're 1-3. Not doing so good yet.
Don't shame me.
All right, we're going to move to Disney songs.
Yay!
Which film from Walt Disney Pictures had a song that featured Rod Stewart, Bryan Adams, and Sting? And is the longest running number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 before being knocked out of the top spot by Celine Dion.
Can you read it one more time?
Yep. Which film from Walt Disney Pictures had a song that featured Rod Stewart, Bryan Adams, and Sting, and was the longest running number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 before being knocked out of the top spot by Celine Dion?
Rod Stewart.
To clarify, I'm looking for the movie that the song was in.
Mm-hmm. I think we first need to figure out maybe what the song was. I mean, it's going to be one that was very popular and played a lot. Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart. Well, I know, like, it's not Tarzan. That was Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm. He went hard. Mm. Good job, Phil Collins.
It was great. Still makes me cry. It's not, I'm trying to think, what's the one with the, I picture it's the dog and he's like strutting down the city and he's jumping on the taxis.
Oliver and Company.
Oliver and Company was, guys, this is where I'm real bad with names. The guy who sang We Didn't Start the Fire. Billy Joel. That was Billy Joel. He did that music and song.
We're Oliver and Company.
This is what I do in trivia, is I can never remember anybody's name, so I have to just be like, the guy in that thing that was in that other movie with that girl, and then someone will eventually know who I'm talking about. Rod Stewart. Okay, let's think. Lion King had Can You Feel the Love Tonight? But that was
on the piano.
Elton John.
Elton John, thank you. I'm doing the piano motions. I'm telling you, names just escape me. That was Elton John who sang that. What other ones had like some big hit songs? There's so many Disney songs. Beauty and the Beast.
That was
I can't see any of their songs. Yeah, actually. And I can't see any of their songs being like in the top 100. They're very specific to the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart, he has like such a specific voice.
And, and Sting. It's got to be kind of like a love song. Some, like they sing some ballads, some love songs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be along those lines.
Maybe Beauty and the Beast. Snow White.
Snow White is going to be later than those ones.
Yeah.
Well, later than Snow White.
Rod Stewart was popular, what, when we were kids?
Rod Stewart's still popular.
Hey, that hairstyle is not.
Little Mermaid, but they wouldn't have sung any of those ones.
No. And there again, I think the songs are specific enough to the movie.
What about Aladdin? What are some songs in Aladdin? Whole New World.
You've Got a Friend in Me.
Oh, no, that's Toy Story.
Yeah. What am I thinking of? You ain't never had a friend like
that
me.
That one, there you go.
That's the one I'm trying to think of.
I don't know if that seems like Sting would have sung on that.
No.
Doesn't seem... Oh, wait, no. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
It's Robin Williams.
No, I've been picturing Sting as Seal in my head this whole time. Oh, I had the singers mixed up in my brain. I was picturing Seal, who sings pretty different music styles than Sting does. All right, let's readjust here. Okay.
All right, I need an answer here.
Oh, my gosh. Is it? It wouldn't be the Jungle Book, because you just did a Jungle Book question.
Yeah, that one was earlier.
Also, that was 1967.
Oh, that's true.
A little before the times of Rod Stewart, Bryan Adams, and Sting.
Okay, it has got to be some sort of love song.
Do we think that they did a version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight that aired on the radio?
But no, maybe they wouldn't like have. The they would not have version? Changed Elton John singing that to them make, singing it.
They make credits versions of the songs. I mean, they changed Idina Menzel to Demi Lovato.
That's true.
And that was also, I mean, arguably a poor choice.
Yes. No, I don't know. I mean, we don't have an answer right now, so we can go with it. I just don't feel good about that one.
Any what guess are we going is with? Better than no guess.
We'll go with the Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
All right. Can You Feel the Love Tonight is wrong. In fact, you guys were never really close, except what? For the fact that you said it was a love song. The name of the song is All for Love. The movie, The Three Musketeers.
Oh, my goodness.
What? That is the most obscure.
It was number one on the list for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Celine Dion's Power of Love knocked it off. A Whole New World was on. It was number one for just 1 week. And then Let It Go also made it to number five. But the longest running number one hit on the Billboard 100, The Three Musketeers, All for Love.
The Three Musketeers.
Yep. Man. Wow. Kiefer Sutherland. It was a great movie. Not highly regarded. No. I enjoyed it.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I saw it.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our next category, which is Mouselaneous.
Yay.
Oh, fun.
Which is like miscellaneous.
But a mouse.
But a mouse. Because it's Disney trivia. This is actually Epcot is really the category.
Okay.
Which World Showcase Pavilion at Epcot has a statue of St. George, the patron saint of soldiers, slaying a dragon?
Ooh.
All right, let's go through the pavilions. I'm going to start Canada, Mexico. Canada does not seem terribly Canadian.
No.
There is the UK, which has St. George and dragons, that feels UK-ish. Then you go to France. I'm trying to think of any statues there. They have the topiaries and things a lot more. They have Beauty and the Beast. I can't remember seeing a statue with a dragon there.
I don't think there is one.
What else do we have? There's Morocco. Would not be one.
What about Norway?
Norway. St. George. Can you... He's the patron saint of what?
The patron saint of soldiers.
Of soldiers. Okay, Norway is up. I feel like Norway and UK are top runners right now. Mm-hmm. Mexico, no. Japan and China, no.
Italy, probably
no. Are there any that we're missing?
I do think the UK pavilion has a lot of, like, garden-y areas. That's also where you meet Alice, so I could see, like, a statue of someone slaying a dragon being near Alice, just because it's sort of whimsical.
I think UK makes the most sense. St. George just does not sound like someone that would be in Norway, to be honest. No. It sounds the most like the UK.
Yeah, I would think Norway would be a Norse god of some kind, mm-hmm. as opposed to a saint.
All right, going with UK?
We're going with UK.
That is incorrect.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not nailing this.
Correct answer was Germany.
Oh, my gosh. We totally forgot about Germany.
The one country.
The legend of St. George and the dragon tells of St. George taming and slaying a dragon that demanded human sacrifices. So what better to put up?
Dark.
Is a statue in Germany around the World Showcase Pavilion.
I feel like I didn't even think of Germany because I typically don't get any, I don't like beer, which really cuts out a lot of options in Germany.
But they do have that caramel shop. And that is worth stopping
Man.
For.
We are rocking this right now.
You guys are 1 for 5. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with 5 more questions, plus some Quiz the Master questions.
All right.
We'll be back. Welcome back. We have a few more questions to go through, but before we do, we have another trivia tip of the episode. This one is an important one if you want to maintain integrity within your trivia teams, and it's simply this: drop the phone. My favorite trivia host, besides myself, of course, always says it's about how much you know, not how well you can Google. So drop the phone, leave it down, don't search for your answers. Because cheaters are the worst. So test your knowledge, not your ability to work the Google machine, and have a good time. You guys ready to get back into some trivia?
Yep. We'll see. Really can't do worse than we did the first. I mean, we could, but here's
we could
hoping.
Get zero.
Here's right. hoping we don't.
You're 1 for 5. Here we go. Question number 6. The category is Tangled.
Ooh.
What is the name of the pub Flynn takes Rapunzel to in the movie Tangled?
Oh. I think I know this.
I definitely do.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the Ugly Duckling.
You're close.
Okay.
It's the Snuggly Duckling.
Ooh.
That is correct.
Woo!
Good job. Do you know what characters of other movies can be found in the Ooh. Snuggly Duckling?
Oh. That's a good question.
There's a few little Easter eggs.
Disney loves to do a little character Easter egging in their mm-hmm. movies. I don't know if I've really watched that closely to see who I could spot.
It's inferred that they're all involved in the scene due to them all having dreams of some kind.
Ooh.
That's where they sing, I have a dream.
Yeah, I have a dream. So would Aurora be there? I mean, she slept a long time.
Or even Maleficent, because she put them all to sleep.
No, nope, that's incorrect. Nope. Pinocchio can be found in the Snuggly Duckling.
Okay.
Right after the Cupid is swung to the right of the screen. He's in the top right corner in the rafters. His dream obviously was to...
be a real boy.
Be a real boy.
More of a wish.
In addition, Pumbaa from The Lion King is visible in that same scene. His dream is to be accepted despite his bad guess.
Isn't that all of our dreams?
It is certainly mine. And... Lewis from The Princess and the Frog is one of the puppets used later in the song. Aww. Can also be found. His dream is to be a jazz musician.
Hmm.
There you go. All right. Well, we're 2 for 6. Good start to this.
Yay. Feeling good.
Second half. We're going to go Disney Channel Originals for question number 7.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we lost my 7-year-old to more important things. Probably going to watch Disney Plus. Which, by the way, this episode is not sponsored by Disney Plus, but Disney, if you want to sponsor us, we'll take it. Question is Disney Channel Originals. Which Disney Channel original had the highest rated premiere with over 17 million viewers?
Okay. What are some of the most popular Disney Channel premieres?
We were talking this morning about the Brandy version of Cinderella, but I don't remember if that was a Disney Channel original movie or if it was just one of those, like, remember they did, like, the Disney movies
made
on
for
ABC?
TV. It was put under the Wonderful World of Disney, which I think was, like, a TV. I mean, it was a made-for-TV movie, but I don't think it was under the umbrella of the Disney Channel original movies.
Okay.
It was Wonderful World of Disney. I mean, High School Musical, wasn't that a Disney Channel original movie?
Oh,
I know that one is one of the most popular ones.
I wonder if it would have been High School Musical 2 then, because the first one was so popular and the second one was so anticipated.
This is true.
Because you need that combination of, like, people being excited for it already.
And going to tune in versus it was brand new when it first came out and might not have been watched as much until people really fell in love with it. That's true. Personally, I wish that it was like Smart House or Motocrossed, but I highly doubt that's
or Brink.
True. Or Brink.
One of my personal favorites.
Brink was a good one.
High School Musical 2.
Eric Von Detten. That's his name.
Should I go get my rollerblades now?
There's also Camp Rock, which I think was in that same category and in that kind of same time period.
I don't know. For some reason, I just feel like High School Musical, out of them, has been the most, or at least one of the most popular Disney Channel original movies. There's still merchandise at Target for it currently.
I'm embarrassed to say I did not think of it initially because I was thinking of the ones that came out when we were watching them when we were kids. And that one was, I think I was in college when it came out. Not that I was too cool for it. I definitely watched it, but...
Were you one of the 17 million viewers?
Are you saying that that's the answer?
That is the answer.
Oh, yay!
You guys were circling around it. I feel like you were there. It drew in a rating of 17-plus million viewers on its premiere night, making it not only the highest Disney Channel original movie in history, but the highest in cable history, even higher than NFL Monday Night Football.
I mean, I'd rather watch a musical than football, so apparently the people have spoken.
There it is. All right, well, you're 3 for 7. We're going to go to another animated movie. I know, Rachel, one of your favorites, which was Hercules.
Oh, I do love Hercules.
Hercules is the son of two Greek gods. Which ones are they?
Oh, well, Zeus. Mm-hmm. Who is his mom, though?
I remember, but I want to give you the chance to suss it out if you would like to.
I'm not great on my Greek mythology, to be honest. I don't know.
It was Zeus and Hera?
That is correct.
Good job!
In Greek mythology, Hera is the wife and sister of Zeus.
Weird.
Which makes it weird, like most Greek mythology is. She was the queen of the gods and the mother of Hercules in the Disney animated movie Hercules. She is the goddess of marriage. However, in original Greek myth, she was not Hercules' mother, but rather his stepmother, after Zeus had an affair with his mortal mother, which is why she hated Hercules with a passion, going so far as to try to kill him on multiple occasions, one of which was sending snakes to kill an infant Hercules, which actually got incorporated into the film, as Pain and Panic's attempt on Hercules' life.
Also, there are some really good Disney villains that I love, but I think if I had to pick a favorite, It might have to be Hades.
He is a really good one.
His sass and his sarcasm are just so good.
It was James Woods, wasn't it?
Maybe. You know, as you could see how I am with names. I think it was.
They are working on a live-action Hercules currently.
I will watch that.
It's in the talks, at least. All right, well, you guys are 4 for 8, making a comeback here.
Don't call it a comeback.
We've been never here for years.
We're gonna go back to Disney songs.
Okay. Oh, I mean, yay.
What is the only Disney song to win the Grammy Award for Song of the Year?
Oh, wow. Song of the Year at the Grammys.
That's a really big deal.
I mean, we went over a lot of songs in our other one. I feel like we need to revisit some of those.
Let It Go definitely comes to mind.
That was a big deal. That was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Grammys? When did she sing it? Or was that at the Oscars? She sang it.
Was that when they called her Adele Dazeem?
That was John Travolta.
Yes. Would that have been the Grammys, though? I feel like that looked... I'm trying to picture the staging, and I feel like it looked more like an Oscars stage than a Grammy stage.
Yeah, I think that was some kind of a movie awards presentation and not a music awards.
Yeah, you have to think Grammys are music specific.
Yeah.
So it's not the greatest in a...
It's not the greatest song in a movie.
It's the song of the year, period.
Man, that to just stand alone outside of its movie. So it's got to be something that's not super specific to the movie that it's in. Like, it has to cross over into just being a great song.
Well, I did mention the whole Tarzan soundtrack is excellent. Ooh. From Phil Collins.
What's the one, You'll Be in My Heart?
That's good.
That's a really good song. It should have won if it's not that.
What
A Whole New World. I don't know. I would be shocked if that was Song of the Year, though, at the Grammys. Yeah. It's good, but it's Bill's karaoke song of choice.
That is my karaoke song of choice. I prefer Jasmine's part.
You nail it, too.
Could it be Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
That was another really good one. And Elton John, I mean, he can write some songs of the year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he has the clout to win an award like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do we think it's stand out from a Goofy movie?
I always think it should be stand out from a Goofy movie.
I think the point about it being Elton John is really valid. I'm trying to think if there's any other big ones. And I'm sure there are.
I mean, there was You've Got a Friend in Me.
I don't know if I could see that as like the Grammy Song of the Year.
I just don't know.
Also, a great song, but...
There's a great spoof on that on Family Guy.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's like all of his Randy Newman songs. It's great. Look it up.
I'm kind of leaning towards Can You Feel the Love Tonight? What was the other one that we said? The Tarzan one.
Oh, You'll Be in My Heart.
You'll Be in My Heart. Phil Collins or Elton John? Who do we want to go with?
That's a really tough choice.
Do you want to go with Elton?
Yeah, I think that's the one I can picture more as the Song of the Year.
All right. We're going to go with Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Elton John or Phil Collins?
Did we choose poorly?
You chose poorly.
Oh.
Both of them would have been poor choices,
okay.
Though. Correct answer, Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell sang A Whole New World.
Wow! That was the Grammy number one song of the year?
At the 36th Annual Grammy Awards, it won Song of the Year, the first and so far only Disney song to win in the category.
That is shocking to me. Out of all of the incredible songs that there are of Disney, if one of them had to win that, I wouldn't have put A Whole New World up there.
It's a banger.
I mean, it is, but
it's my karaoke song of choice.
You know, maybe that fact alone should have prompted
us off.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Out 4 for 9. We're going for last final question. Normally, we do a question where there's multiple correct answers. I didn't do it for this one. I wanted to go super meta with Disney trivia and ask a question about Walt that goes very deeply into what he does. So here is your question. Many Disney films feature a missing parent. One reason for that may be that it's much quicker to have characters grow up when you kill off one of their parents. Another reason, it was once believed that the reasoning for this parental absence in the early classics had to do with Walt Disney's mother passing away. How did she die?
Oh. Wait, now, for some reason I feel like she was in a fire, which sounds really morbid. But now I don't know. I don't know where that came from or if that would be accurate. I mean, there's, I feel like back then there were a lot of sicknesses that people died of too.
Mm-hmm.
Did she die in childbirth? Man, I feel like I've watched a lot of like things about Walt in his life. And it probably came up in this, but apparently not enough to have stuck.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I even remember, like, how old he would have been.
Was she killed by a hunter, or did her ship go down at sea?
Was she killed by a pack of wildebeest?
There could have been a barracuda, and he was the one egg left behind.
I mean, I feel like just some sort of sickness seems too common of a thing.
I mean, yeah, but if it's common, that means the likelihood
this
is greater
is true.
That
this
that
is
was
true.
It. I mean, didn't Walt die of cancer, right?
Mm-hmm. But I think they've talked a lot about his smoking habits and that contributed to that. I feel like this is a shot in the dark. The first thing that came to my mind was a fire, but that seems very, very specific, and I'm not sure if I'm thinking of someone else and that's why that came to mind. Or childbirth. Like, if he grew up never having a mom, I feel like that would be super impactful to where he gives his characters, not most of them not having a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, can I throw out a fun fact of trivia in the midst of our assessing?
Always.
So, almost always it's the mom that is dead in the movies. Can you think of the movie where the dad is the parent that has died?
Ooh.
It's more current.
Princess and the Frog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
I think that's one of the only ones where the mom is alive and the dad is dead. All right. So how did his mom die? I don't know. Where do you want to go with this?
I mean, you came up with "and a fire" so quickly. Which always makes me feel like, because often your punch got like, it comes from a space of your memory you don't even know you have. And often you have had such a quick answer and I've talked you out of it and then it's turned out to be right. So I don't want to do that again.
It's about 50-50 though, because then sometimes it has no basis whatsoever. All right. I feel like we go with fire or childbirth are the two that I'm feeling strongest about.
I think of the two, I don't know. I feel like I would go fire again because that was your first instinct. But I think they're both solid guesses for the time period in which he grew up. Apparently, I think there were a lot of fires.
So many people died of fires.
Just like every week, you know, new neighbor.
I don't know. Now I'm questioning that one. Do you want to go with childbirth?
Whichever one you feel more confident on, I am fine with.
Although I feel like, no, I've seen pictures of her. There's videos of him as a kid, and I'm pretty sure his mom is in them. So I think she was around for a period of time. I don't know then. We'll go with fire? She died in a fire?
Going with fire?
Let's go with fire.
Oh.
That is incorrect. It wasn't childbirth either, though, if that helps you any. Correct answer. This is actually quite a sad story, which makes sense. Why some believe that this is why he, you know, would have a parental absence in the classics. She died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh.
So the story goes that Walt Disney in the early 1940s, he bought a house for his mom and dad to move into. And he had some of the studio guys come over to fix the furnace. They didn't know what they were doing. And when his mom and dad moved in, the furnace leaked. The housekeeper came in the next morning, pulled his mother and father out onto the front lawn. His father was sick and went to the hospital, but his mother did not make it and died.
That is so sad.
That's awful.
There's so many layers to that.
There's a lot there.
Of guilt.
He felt very guilty for even buying them the house, and he bought it because of his success and all that they did for him.
And if he hadn't been successful, he wouldn't have bought the house. And then
quite
she'd
a
still
sad
be alive.
Story.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Now I understand
sending his own employees over
the heart wrenchingness of Dumbo and Bambi and things like that.
Yeah. So
oh
sad.
Wow.
Baby well, mine is even sadder now.
Each episode, I ask my guests to bring a question of their own for a segment we call Quiz the Master. Which of you guys would like to go first?
You want to go?
Sure, I can start off.
Now, I will admit before you start your question, Disney is not a strength category for me whatsoever. That's actually one where I'll lean a little heavily on my wife in a trivia night.
Well, apparently you shouldn't based on this.
Although most trivia at trivia nights is not this deep, but we'll see how I do.
So I prepared two.
Let's go for both of them.
All right. So I'll start with the one that I feel is more in your wheelhouse. It's a Toy Story question.
Okay.
So the question is, who composed the music for Toy Story?
That was, composed was Randy Newman.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Randy Newman. You knew that really fast.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a turn?
All right. Yeah, I'll do mine. I actually have two if we want to throw in. I have a really fun one. That
sure, let's go
just
for it.
Something I learned. All right, but my first one is Mickey Mouse was the first cartoon character to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which classic Disney princess also has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Ooh, I am between two. It's going to be Snow White or Cinderella. I think Snow White has it. I feel like I've seen a picture of Snow White with the seven dwarves at the star. I'm going to go Snow White.
That is correct. And there is a picture that all the dwarves were
yeah,
there for it.
I do remember that. Now, do you know that Mickey has a star, but how many decades later did Minnie get her star?
Probably far too many.
Far too many.
It was pretty recent because I remember they live streamed it on YouTube, and I watched part of the ceremony.
It was 2018.
What?
And Mickey received his 40 years earlier, so four decades.
Man.
All right, our seven-year-old daughter, Lucy, is back in the room. She heard those questions being asked. Lucy, do you have a question for me?
Yes.
What is it?
What's Anna's... Wait, from Frozen 2, what does Anna sing?
Ooh, what does Anna sing? I haven't seen Frozen 2 because my seven-year-old daughter will not watch it with me.
That's why.
And I'm also not really going to watch that by myself. Elsa sings Into the Unknown because we've listened to that song a lot. Anna sings, I've heard it, haven't I?
We have listened to the soundtrack quite extensively, but I will give you a hint.
Mom, no.
No hints.
Okay.
Anna sings... Oh, what is the other one? It is on the tip of my tongue. Oh, I can't think of it. Of all the questions I've answered right so far, my 7-year-old has stumped me. I don't even have an answer. All I can think of is, I know what's his name has the power ballad.
Oh, best part of the movie, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's called Lost in the Woods.
Lost in the Woods. Mm-hmm. I had Into the Woods in my mind, which mm-mm. Lost in
different
the Woods.
Musical.
Yeah, different musical. I don't know this answer. What is it?
The Next Right Thing.
The Next Right Thing.
When we listen to the soundtrack, we do tend to skip this song because it's a heavy song. It's great, but
I have no context or box for that in my life. All right, we got a couple other questions here.
Yes. Ursula's pet eels are named after which terms that are more commonly used to describe ocean debris?
Flotsam and jetsam.
That is correct.
How?
I only know that because I've had students who, we did Little Mermaid, I think it was last year, and one of my students was disappointed that she didn't get Ariel and that she was flotsam.
That's so out of her disappointment, to go from Ariel
out of her
flotsam.
Disappointment, it helped me in trivia.
Well, you will have to thank her.
Yeah.
All right. Here is just a fun little thing that I learned while I was looking for some questions. Let's see if you can figure this out. All right. You said you had not seen Frozen 2, but I have, and I still didn't know this, so it might not have helped you. But what body part did the animators have to remodel onto Elsa in Frozen 2 that she did not have in Frozen?
What body part? I feel like her outfit must have changed. And trying to think of what you don't see on her in the first movie. I want to say it's something like, I feel like you see her hips. Because she does wear one of those dresses that fits a little bit on the hips.
That sachet during Let It Go.
But her legs, I don't know if we're ever seen. So I'm going to go with her legs.
Oh, good guess. Not quite. You had to go a little lower. It was her toes. She was never barefoot in the original movie. They just had shoes. So when they came to doing Frozen 2, she's barefoot at the end of it. And they had to remodel her feet with toes.
There you go. The more you know about the toes. All right. Well, that brings this episode to a close. Our Disney-themed episode. Our guests got 4 out of 10 questions correct.
That hurts. I gotta be honest.
Let us know on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast how you did. Plus, leave us a 5-star review on whatever streaming service you are using. And join us next week with another episode of Trivia with Friends.